Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello there, and welcome to the second episode of Crime Fighters, Click on the Link. Zawadi, a college student, has been stabbed and left for dead at the side of the road. She's still in a coma, and it's unclear whether or not she will recover. Her best friend, Candy, wants to find out what happened to her. Right now, Zawadi's boyfriend, Matu, is the main suspect because he was seen arguing with her the day she was stabbed. In today's episode, What Have We Here?, we join Matu at the police station as he is being questioned by Officer Fred Obi.
Right, young man. I hope you're ready to cooperate with me now.
But I've got nothing to say. I didn't do anything, sir. I love Zawadi. Why would I want to harm her?
Stop acting smart, young man. I've dealt with the likes of you before. You think you're above the law, don't you, eh?
No, sir.
One last chance. What happened between you and Zawadi the other evening?
We had a fight, sir, and it got a bit heated.
Did you hit her?
What? No, no. She was the one who threw a book at me. I swear I didn't even touch her. I tried to follow her, but she told me not to.
What was the fight about?
There was this guy called Zake on Twari, you know, the social media website. This guy was always liking Zawadi's photos and commenting on them all the time. And in the last few days, he'd been telling Zawadi that he'd like to meet her.
And?
We fought because Zawadi told me she was going to meet up with Zake. And I told her not to because it could be dangerous.
You expect me to believe that's why you fought?
I'm telling the truth, sir. Zawadi accused me of not paying her any attention anymore. She said I wasn't as much fun as I used to be.
Did Zawadi actually meet with Zake?
I honestly don't know. But if they did meet, maybe he was the one who attacked her.
What do you know about this Zake? Do you know his last name?
He goes by the name Zake Makele on his profile. But it could be a nickname. I do have his photo. I downloaded it from Twari.
So, let me get this straight. You don't know anything about him, except possibly his name and a picture you got from his profile. But you think he may have done it? Quite convenient, isn't it? Blaming a complete stranger. Tell me, Matu, where did you go after the fight?
I went to the gym to cool off. I wanted to give her time to cool down too.
And after the gym?
I went straight home, had dinner, and then I went to sleep.
Can anyone confirm your story?
Ask at the gym. I stayed there till late, and then I walked home. I live at the campus hostel, and the gym isn't far from there. Sir, I swear I didn't stab my girlfriend. Please, let me go.
No. As long as we have no solid evidence that you had nothing to do with it, you're the prime suspect.
Hey! Candy, wait up.
Oh, hello. Tembo, sorry, I'm a bit distracted.
I was in my office at the police station and I saw you leaving. What's up?
Well, you heard what happened to Zawadi, right?
Yes, it's terrible. And my colleagues in the criminal division are holding Matu as a suspect.
Yeah, I had a short break, so I thought I'd come to visit him. First, the police kept me waiting, then they told me I wasn't allowed to see him.
Oh, yes. You have to get permission from the lead officer in the case.
See, I didn't know that. Poor Matu. He must be feeling so alone. Especially after what happened to Zawadi.
I am sure he will be okay. But how's Zawadi doing?
She's still in a coma. And the doctor doesn't know if or when she'll wake up.
I'm really sorry. How are you coping?
I'm doing better now, thanks. But I feel so sorry for Matu. He must think all his friends think he's guilty.
Candy, are you sure it's a good idea to try and visit the prime suspect in an ongoing case?
Come on. Don't tell me you think he's guilty too. You've met Matu. You and I have hung out with him and Zawadi. Does he look like he could have done it?
That's not what I am saying. But right now, it could have been anybody. And criminals don't always look like criminals.
Well, I simply can't believe he's involved. I want to help him clear his name and find out who really did this to Zawadi.
How are you going to do that?
Actually, I meant to see you about that. You're the IT expert. You're working with the police. Have you got any ideas for me?
Candy, you overestimate me. But if you just want to talk about it, no problem. Would you like to go and grab a coffee?
Sorry, Tembo. I'd like to, but I can't. My lunch break is over and I have to go back for afternoon class.
Maybe after that?
Yes, great. I do have an idea, actually, and you're the best person to help me.
Okay. I still don't see how, but I'll do my best.
I'll tell you all about it over that cup of coffee. See you later.
See you.
You know, Fred, I keep wondering who could have wanted to harm this girl. Judging by the interviews we've conducted so far, Zawadi seems to be a very likable person.
You're right, Sally. Very focused on her studies, too. Maybe she witnessed something she shouldn't have. But why was she out in the middle of the night?
I don't know. But girls nowadays are much more daring than we used to be. Maybe Matu tried to get her to do something she didn't want to, and she refused. Why didn't he come forward when we visited the school? Who are his friends?
Well, we'll find out soon enough. But we already know they had a big fight. The student who talked to us, Kilele, said Matu and Zawadi were definitely breaking up. Maybe Zawadi left him and Matu got angry and attacked her.
It's a possibility. Matu told us that he went to the gym in the evening. But when we asked the trainer, he didn't remember seeing him there until late.
That's right.
What do her parents do, by the way?
Her mother is a tailor, and her father works as an administrator for a foreign company.
I think we should look into that too. See whether anyone could be targeting her parents. We should also look into her brothers.
What? You think an 8-year-old would have enemies who would want to harm the family?
Ah, don't be silly. I mean her elder brother, of course. The one who works for
Ife Airlines, yes. We should look into all the possibilities, even ones that seem unlikely.
Of course. We might be surprised at what we find.
Candy, where are you rushing off to?
I'm meeting someone and I'm late, Kilele.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
I'm really in a rush.
It won't take long.
What do you want to talk about?
It's about you. I mean, about Matu. Have you had the chance to visit him already?
Why are you asking?
Don't be like that, Candy. I'm asking because I would like to go with you.
Why? It's not like you and Matu are friends. For all I know, you could have set him up with the police.
Why would I do that? We are not enemies. We just don't have similar interests. But I wouldn't set him up.
How should I know?
Candy, now you're being paranoid. How would that benefit me? I was just asking because I wanted to be there for you as a friend. Your special friend.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You know I like spending time with you.
Kilele, I'm not interested in you in that way.
Why? Do you have a boyfriend?
What does that have to do with anything?
If you had a boyfriend, I would understand.
It shouldn't matter whether I have a boyfriend or not. I'm not interested in you, and you should respect that. Is this what you wanted to talk about?
Sorry. Can I at least walk you to the bus stop?
No, thank you. I have to go now. My friend is waiting for me. Bye, Kilele.
I can't see anyone waiting. Oh. Friend, huh?
Ouch. That's a tough brush off for Kilele. But did he really tell the police something about Matu? Candy's about to meet Tembo, her IT expert friend whom she ran into at the police station. She hopes he can help her find out what happened to Zawadi. But what's Tembo's motivation? Is it justice or lust? Will the police find evidence incriminating Matu? All this and more in the next episode of Click on the Link. As always, you can listen to this episode again by visiting our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. And please, share your opinions with us and other crime fighter fans on our Facebook page. Until next time, be well.
Crime Fighters.